podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So, Larry Malski, who gave an update to members of the Lackawanna-Luzerne Metropolitan Planning Organization on the progress towards establishing rail service between Scranton and New York City. It says the train could make the trip in 2 hours and 50 minutes. Getting the first train rolling, however, might still take years. Malski, president of the Pennsylvania Regional Railroad Authority, has been working with the government and business leaders for years to restart service that ended 45 years ago. And he says progress has been encouraging. About 2 years ago, when Scranton applied with more than 100 communities, wanted to open passenger rail corridor, the federal government narrowed the list down to 69 that could potentially get funding. Of those, four advanced, and we're one of them, he told the meeting. The Scranton project received federal money to create a service development plan. He said budgets, preliminary engineering, and other preliminary work is being done now during the stage two of the planning, what's called, being called stage two of the planning, which he hopes will end by the end of this year. So the project will be in stage three, final engineering, by this time next year. Once you complete stage three, you get money for full construction, he said. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has taken over the project's lead applicant, which is significant because PennDOT can supply money for planning and engineering. The department also runs the passenger service for two other Amtrak corridors in Pennsylvania, one that connects Philadelphia to Harrisburg and the other ties Harrisburg to Pittsburgh. The Regional Rail Authority owns 60 miles of track, and the stations on the route between Scranton and Delaware Water Gap. East of the Water Gap, the project partners with New Jersey Transit and New Jersey Department of Transportation for the route to New York City, while Amtrak owns the last 7 miles into Penn Station in Manhattan. Estimates for building the line are from $800 million to $1.2 billion. The infrastructure bill has funding in place to add passenger rail, which the current federal budget continues. A study 2 years ago estimated 473,000 riders would travel on the Scranton-New York route, which would start with three trains a day. The service might generate $84 million of economic activity, including tourism, the study found. Malski looks at a growing recreation market in the Poconos that might draw riders from New York and New Jersey. Also, 13 colleges and universities are along the route. That's another tiny example of the ridership that's there. He considers how traffic developed after train service began between Boston and Brunswick, Maine, in 2012. The line doubled, dubbed the Downeaster. An old air base was reborn with apartments and shops in Brunswick, home to 21,500 residents and Bowdoin College, where other business and hotel grew around 24 million, station and visitor center. The Downeaster began in 2001, connecting Portland, the capital of Maine, with Boston, and has increased the number of trains per day from 2 to 5 since then. So this is only an example of what's happening in other comparable. Again, I monitor this with caution. I haven't seen the economic studies where they're coming up with that 80-something million dollars, $84 million in economic activity, including tourism. Does that include the whole line or just us here in this area? Does not state. This, it says, from the Scranton to New York route, which is going to include 7 or 8 other stops. So it would include Stroudsburg. It would include the Poconos. It would include Jersey. It would include Penn Station. But If New York City leadership and New York State leadership keeps going down the path that it's going down, I want nothing to do with it. And again, you saw the expansion that he was talking about. Apartments for 21,000 people. Businesses and hotels grew around 24 million for the area. Are we ready to deal with that? And it's fine when you have local leaders saying, this is a great economic impact for our area. Where's the planning? Where's the capital planning? Say this comes through in 2 years. Say they start building this in 2 years. 5 years, the trains start rolling. Do we have the extra fire personnel? Do we have the extra police personnel? Do we have the extra public works? Do we have the extra parking facilities? Something that's already a cluster in the city of Scranton. How come that's not being discussed as part of this? You know, they're looking for Scranton residents to give $200,000 a year up to $2 million back to this entity that, where they should be paying you because they don't know how to manage their asset. Matter of fact, they don't have a business plan. That's why it's failing. Until I see the reality of those things, until I see the administration of Scranton say, this railroad, we're going full steam for it, we're supporting it, it's going to be a great thing for our area. This is my capital plan to increase our police force by 20% between now and 5 years from now. This is the money we need to put aside. This is the hiring we need to do. These are the extra vehicles we're going to purchase. These are the fire apparatuses we need to deal with rail service coming to our area 3 times a day. This is the how we're going to deal with making sure our roads are plowed, making sure our roads are patched, making sure snow removal is on point. Here's our facilities to deal with the pedestrian traffic, to deal with the vehicular traffic, to deal with parking issues for daily commuters or weekend commuters. We're seeing none of that. So until we see that, take this with a grain of salt because they're not very serious about it. It's 3:44 here at WILK.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.